From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian troops may be headed to Syria. A Russian lawmaker says what he calls a unit of Russian volunteers, including men who have fought in eastern Ukraine, may join Syrian government troops fighting in Syria. A Russian admiral says Russian involvement on the ground in Syria is likely. The remarks follow reports that Russian volunteers already have been spotted fighting alongside the Syrian army. Turkey, meanwhile, is reporting multiple incursions by Russian fighter jets in its airspace over 2 days. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Turkish government officials say the country's military radar locked on to the Russian jet and Turkish Air Force F-16 fighters were scrambled to intercept it. A Turkish official quoted in the media said its jets would have engaged, but the Russian plane returned to Syrian airspace. Under current rules of engagement, Turkish forces can attack any warplane operating from Syria that breaches its airspace. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu warned Russia against future violations. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The United States and 11 other Pacific Rim nations reached a final agreement Monday on a broad free trade pact. The pact will cut taxes and reduce trade barriers for nearly half of the world's economy. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is a major foreign policy victory for U.S. President Barack Obama, even though congressional passage is far from certain. Analysts say TPP could counter the growing influence of China. Liberian Foreign Minister Augustine N. Gafuan has resigned, saying he wants to be a participant in the upcoming 2017 presidential and general elections. He has served the Ellen Johnson Sirleaf administration for 10 years as finance minister, director of the budget, and foreign minister. This is VOA News.